The city of Bloomington plans to spend $200,000 less on funding for the local Convention and Visitors Bureau and Be an Advantage initiative next year. GLT's Ryan Denham prepped these questions for us, but he's out on a story. And Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner is in studio to talk about that and other issues. The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular council meetings. Mayor Renner, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Always great to be here, Charlie.
Your city manager, Tim Gleason, says this $200,000 in savings from cuts to CVB and Be an Advantage would be seed money for a new economic development department within the city. What do you think of that idea?
I think it's a great idea, and I think it's a great idea for many reasons. We do need to spend our efforts tapping into our assets and our resources to expand our local economy in both Bloomington and Normal and regionally in order to make sure that we improve our quality of life and we can continue to deliver public services, if possible, without raising fees or taxes.
What would the economic development department look like? How many more staff? You've got one already, the economic development coordinator.
At this point, I don't think, Tim Gleason, that would be an administrative responsibility and specifics in terms of how that would be staffed. But, in the short run, we may have only two or three staff members, but these would be people. We'd have an economic, presumably, development director as opposed to a coordinator, in addition to the coordinator, possibly an assistant, administrative assistant. I don't know how that would look, but I think it's really important for us to advocate our assets. And I think that's also part of us being good regional partners. I don't think of us that as being us necessarily going it alone. It would be the unusual city that is a metro city that does not have a Department of Economic Development.
So you've got the city, the town, the EDC, the Chamber of Commerce, Be an Advantage. How does the economic development duties, the functions, get split up among all those? Who does what in a coordinated fashion?
Well, Be an Advantage is attempting to do branding and is trying to really be the critical link for all of these different functions. Convention and Visitors Bureau, which actually I'm on, is Alderman Black from the city of Bloomington. Carlo Robustelli is one of our appointees who will be the chair of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, are working on specific kinds of projects or acquiring specific things, such as we have a Route 66 visitors sign that's an old Art Deco sign that we're going to be opening in about a week or so in downtown Bloomington. So they acquire specific things, and there are more tangibles, for example, from the CVB than there might be from the Economic Development Council or from Be an Advantage. And by tangibles, I mean in terms of saying to constituents who ask, what do I get for my money, when we're putting the dollars in? It's easier for us to tell the story from the CVB's perspective. That doesn't mean that Be an Advantage isn't critical. That doesn't mean that the EDC is not critical. It just means that in terms of counting things, they're easier.
There are a lot of ways to come up with $200,000. The city, though, is pulling it from the Convention and Visitors Bureau and Be an Advantage. Does that mean you are less than satisfied with the CVB and Be an Advantage?
Not in the slightest. If I were less than satisfied, especially personally with it, I'd have to pull out a mirror and stare into it because I'm one of my own appointees to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I think the Convention and Visitors Bureau has done an outstanding job. It's just one of the things that we do is we have, budgets, and budgets do have to reflect priorities. We did have the city manager present to the city council a comparison of how much we contribute as opposed to how much Normal contributes. And I believe last year Normal contributed $109,000 and we contributed $475,000. So there was a very big disparity between the amount that Normal contributed and then that Bloomington contributed. And I think there was pressure, my guess is, on the council. I think the cuts personally, if I were the one, my preference would be that's a part of the budget I don't like. I'd like to see some more money or less money taken out of the CVB. But it is definitely a budget that I think Crystal Howard can live with, the director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and that we can live with.
So what's the opportunity cost? What will they not be able to do?
And that's something that Alderman Scott Black asked last night. That's something that we need to find out. What will they not be able to do and what will not happen? And I think that'll be one of our primary areas of discussion when we have our next Convention and Visitors Bureau meeting.
Why didn't you talk about it with them beforehand?
The city manager did with Crystal Howard, and Crystal Howard and he kind of walked through what these things would be, but we would want to make those public. Obviously, the budget process, the budget is made up by the city manager from taking inputs, listening to council, listening to citizens, and then we vet that over the next several weeks.
Will this weaken the Be an Advantage initiative?
I don't think so at all.
Okay. Are you concerned that others may see you do this and think it's weakened anyway, as see it as a sinking ship and jump off too?
I would hope not. The Be an Advantage and EDC and others do need to be primarily funded by the private sector, not the public sector. The public sector certainly should kick in something, and I think we understand that.
Is that logic that some of the economic development functions should be funded by the business community extending to the EDC as well?
Yes, that's I did mention. I'm sorry, I thought I mentioned the EDC.
Okay,
the EDC as well as Be an Advantage. Absolutely.
So we're going to see cuts to the EDC too.
I don't think in this particular budget year, but that the long term, I think, stability of the EDC will be clearer within the next year or so when they get a new director and as we move forward. Obviously, we're going to have an EDC. We have to have a robust EDC, and Bloomington Normal will. In fact, we're going on our One Voice trip next week. It's one of the things, obviously, that the EDC does for our community and has had some clear successes in that story. So the EDC is critical. It will exist. So will Be an Advantage. And so will the Convention and Visitors Bureau. The question is just how much money does Normal put in? How much money does Bloomington put in? And we're going to continue to put in more than our fair share.
That's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. Thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm Charlie Schlenker. The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular council meetings. Next week, we'll hear from Normal Mayor Chris Coos.